Tom.
It does the same.
What? It
does the same.
Tells us, yeah.
With the woman, but I mean, it says, in Abotzera.
Shnayim, give him a vorach. Achas l'achas. Ukulam. Kodamasuda. But not l'achasuda. Okay, go ahead. Vatam.
Vatam. Ho ol v'yoshim le'echol yachar. Daiton le'tsarif. Ve'echa mevorach l'hotzi chavera. Aval bebracha shel sof suda shemistalkin zemiza sarach levarich kol echad laatzma.
Yeah, okay, so what is that? Do I have the you have one there or it's not there? Ten verses of the verses.
Yeah, but he is a little more wordy.
Okay, go ahead.
So the Rinyona and Lama Gimel and Aleph and Daf Yeref in the paragraph Shnayim Shachul Nesel Chalik. The bottom. This is Rabbi Yitzchak
Hazak.
Where's Rabbi Yitzchak?
Rabbi Yitzchak Hazak. It's in the middle of the paragraph. So Tom Acher, Kibbe Berchas Amazon, Mitoch Kach Amru Shemitzvah Chalek, Mimnesha Simu Ha'achila, Vehem Shnayim Bilvad, De Kvar Sar Hakvias, U Command Achel Kolchad Vechad Lechude Daininan Leho. Avel Berchas Amotzi, Shebe Osa Bracha, Maschilan Lechol, the Kova in Atzman, Vechad Totar Slavera. So Tosus and Kulin on Kufav and Mevez. It's in the middle, second white line. V'yesh Lomar the shiny bracha the lechachila shekol echad marviach beosa bracha shalide kain mutaren leechol velehanos fikach mitstafenla leid shar marviach al besov shekvar achlu lo mitstafen.
Different
style.
All Allah says is Daiton Matsarif. The Echad Mavarech Loschar. Go ahead.
Here is a shiny bracha del Chachila. Shakal Echad Marviach Beosa Bracha. Shayde Kain Mutaran Lechav Lehanos. Lefikach Mitstarfen. Avo Besov Shakvar Ochlu Lo Mitstarfen.
Okay, so maybe it's in the terms.
I mean, the Chilik is the same, just explaining it a little differently, but
yeah.
I mean, maybe it's
maybe could be
it's
explaining
the same.
Doing a reasonable one.
Right.
But what does that got to do with it?
Yeah. Well, that's the Messiah, probably, is that what you're
saying? Right. And Ben Yonah says that what cost of being Kaveh, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He uses Lashon Kriyas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely, it's not only by...
The benefit from the benefit.
By Pas, is it?
What do you call it, Ben Yonah?
Well, yeah. Ben Yonah only says Berchas HaMotzi and Berchas HaMazon.
Only Berchas HaMotzi. So that's as far by Kvius.
Maybe. Yeah, it's different. Tells trying to answer for Paris, maybe.
Maybe Tell's trying to answer for Paris. It seems so. See, I think what Taisus holds is by Maviach means that, in other words, they're all, the three of them are anticipating the matir of the bracha. Of course, they need the mati of the bracha in order to eat. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the anticipation of the matir is a matzarif. That the three of them are anticipating the matir, so they're all together in terms of the approach of the matir. You follow what I mean?
No.
In other words, like this. what Taisus means is kol echad marviach. It means he's marviach, he gains because he needs the matir in order to be able to be nena, right? So what Taisus is saying is that when three people are awaiting a matir, so there's a they're related in the fact that the anticipation is shared among all three of them, or two of them. In other words, there's an anticipation for a matir, so that's a masarif.
Right,
but
that's a Muslim, there's no such thing.
That's right.
I mean, just a chiyuv of a man. That's so right. I have a chiyuv of a Jew.
That's correct.
So we have a chiyuv of each other.
That's correct. That's what I think it means.
Is there something lacking with just saying that because they're kovei to eat together, that that's enough of a tzir?
I'm not saying kovei.
Right. I'm saying is this answer? You know, is this seeing a lack in the answer of just saying that they're sitting down, they're planning to eat together?
Anticipating the anor.
Right. I'm saying according to this answer, it would be insufficient just to say that because they're eating together, that that's a kriyas you need to go to be about the arvacha.
He says, "Hold the Yoshvim lechol yachar
daitan letzarif."
Yachan brachol tichaveiro brachol shel sof sidushim istalkin zemiza for rach talah for lachma.
Right,
he's saying the same thing.
I think
he's not spelling it out, but he's not saying.
He's not spelling it out, but he's.
They're sitting together.
Hold the Yoshvin leechol yachad.
The Rush fleshes out Tosos and Brachos, and I don't. It doesn't sound like it's the same thing as Tosos.
What does the Rush say?
He says Umashish chiluk ben bracha rishona lachrona. Umashish chiluk ben bracha rishona lachrona. Haynu mishon de b'tchila sasiuda kishahim mesugin ukfum yachad daitam lehitzarif.
What does he mean by keva?
I think Rabbeinu
Yonah,
kind of
sarak. Yeah,
but he doesn't have anything about hamotzi. So he just says any bracha we should write is daitan lit starif.
I'm reading.
No, the Rosh and
the Rosh. Rosh. Haynu mishum de b'tchilas ha'seuda kishahim mesubin ukvum yachad daitan lit starif. And he brings the story of Bar Kapra, which is a case of not, it's not pas, right. It's parios, whatever.
So what does he say?
He's saying he was making a chiluk between any bracha
rishon
and achron. Haynu mishum debetchilas haseuda.
So why is it called
suda?
He says dafka suda.
Yeah, but we know it's he's talking about pirus also. Right before he.
Yeah, I know, but that's not what he says. I don't know what he does with it. What daf is that on? Apparently he holds that the Aschola Sachila is a bracha. That the bracha is really the Aschola Sachila. Like the Rav Svar by Berachas HaMazon. That's what he seems to say. Sheba'osa bracha maschilin lecho. The Kovin Atzma. That the bracha itself is an extension of Aschol HaSuda.
Right.
Because it's Mate the Achila.
So that's the Mitzarif?
That's the Mitzarif, yeah.
So why can't benching be a Mitzarif because it's the self of a Suda, of Tzira?
Because there he says that they're going away.
Sarakvias.
Breaking the Kvias.
Sarakvias.
You wise the meal over if you didn't bench yet.
You mean the rough sword?
Yeah, if it's part of the meal, the whole idea is being like part of the meal.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's not a part of the meal, it's the sar is removing the kvias.
That's
this
true.
Is the,
this is gone.
This is the ending kvias, part of the meal.
The rush is difficult. I mean, you're right, though. Why are you bringing the fragios from Bakapara? It's a good question, but he's only answering, it's interesting. I mean, it's an interesting point, but he seems to only be answering for Berachas HaMotzi. He seems only to be answering for Berachas HaMotzi. Tchilas HaSuda Kishahim Mesubin Ukvum Yachad. And what does he say? He says, I'm not answering the question for you. It's a good question. But the Rosh is clearly speaking by Berachas HaMatzah. He says to himself, the sofa suda batla keva. You don't say there's a keva by two people who eat bananas. He's definitely speaking by suda. I bar kapara with the nasan rishus levarech. That Baka part was the Das Chidoy that he held as a kfiyas by Peros.
Yeah, it's actually a Tosus there, right? Not some Baka Parah Shal Sechon and Levarach.
Yeah.
The Nira Demayri Bebracha Shal Fanav, Di Bishal Acharav Ha'amrin De'en Mizan Ala Peros, Umayri Behesebu, V'anu Ein Lanu Shum Hesebu El Al Hapas, U'lechein Sarach Levarach Kal Echad Al Kal Dabar Hein Peros Hein B'Yayin.
Right.
They had
a tziruf because they had a yaseiv on Peros.
Right. Does he mean he argues, or maybe he just means like they did it? That's what they did. That's why they ate Peros that way. We don't eat Peros that way.
So you have to say the Rosh holds the same one.
It's funny, didn't the Rosh ask that on Rashi? Oh, you mean he's asking why Hamotzi? He's not asking, but our Tosos is saying it's
asking for Peros. Our Hamotzi is different than our Peros. But Bar Kapara's Peros. They had a seva, so it was the same like a motzi.
Mm-hmm. But apparently this Tosus didn't hold by that, right? Because our Tosus asks, he says, I mean, but there's talking about by Peros.
But, right.
So that's apparently
right.
He didn't hold that.
That's another way, yeah. Well, our Tosus clearly holds us on everything. Not just Peros and motzi.
Right. But he didn't even hold that Rashi can answer that was by Peros because there was a seva. Apparently
that's
a seva. It doesn't go per society or whatever.
Yeah, that's just saying. So there's set machlokes. But
when you say a seva, you mean that they're they had satisfy on Peros?
No,
they
leaning.
Quantity.
Leaning.
They used to lean by Peros, so they used to create a seva. Apparently it was an enjoyment that they shared all the Peros together.
Great.
It was a type of a social situation.
Not that there was status.
It was smoking cigars with Peros.
Not that there was status.
It was status?
Satisfy. In other words, they weren't satisfy.
Not satisfy.
You mean satiety?
Yes, satiety. Okay. There was no satiety in Peros.
Sama.
No, it was a social thing like in the cigar, like with the
saber.
Thrown in the cigars.
Right.
But they did it with Peros instead.
Lean.
Right.
I saw a saber creation.
It was a social situation that they had that we don't have anymore. So maybe the Russians also. But anyways, what I want to concentrate on, whatever, I mean, it's hard to know, but what is the difference in Svara between the different Terutzim? Okay? So Taisvis, we explained that Taisvis is going in everything.
Right.
So it's the matir, since we're all anticipating the matir, so that's mitzarefas. So one person can be motzi the other because there's a tziruf between the three. Correct?
Right. In the bracha, not in the chiyuv.
In the bracha. Because in the bracha, they're anticipating the matir of the bracha for the ano. So there's a tziruf das there.
Right.
The tziruf, that's tesis. What does the Rosh hold? What does the Rosh hold? So what does the Rosh hold? I mean, our Taisus doesn't really doesn't let us into the Sora. But Taisus Chulin seems to be clear because they're Maviyah because of the. Because of the bracha, so it's the anticipation of the mati. Now, what is the Rosh hold? What does the Rosh hold?
You said that brachas hasaros suda and the kaveh yachad with the bracha. Mitzarif is the suda, and the bracha starts off the suda.
So he holds the same as what? Is it, what was Lashon Benayim again?
He says, Al-Birchas Amotzi should also bracha maschilin lechol the kohen atzman ha'echad potir chaver.
That's different. Because the Rosh says, Mishum the betchilas ha'sudi kishahim mesubin ukvuim ukvuim yachad. Daitam l'starif. And what's the lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah?
Al-Birchas Amotzi should also bracha maschilin lechol.
That's different. Should also bracha maschilin lechol.
The kohen atzman.
And the covenant. Okay, so what's the difference? How would you define the difference in Rabbeinu Yonah between the Rush? In Taishas is a different idea, and Taishas extends without Surah, because it extends to even Peros. Because as long as there's an anticipation, we're sitting down together to eat, even sitting down together to eat ice cream, so it means that you're all anticipating together, the togetherness and the anticipation of the Matir for the Achila. So that siruf is matir bracha achas l'kulam as a siruf. So there's a siruf there, but that's thesis. But the Rosh maintains that what? What's his lashon exactly? Kishayim nesubu nefuim yachad. Apparently what the Rosh is saying is like this, that there certainly is a kviyas yachar in the Suda. Okay, in the Suda, in the act of eating, there certainly is a kviyas yachar. Correct?
Right.
So he's saying, but that kviyas begins before.
By
Haseva.
Right.
So the kviyas of Achila is really expressed initially in the kliyas of being meisav yachad. What's his lashon again? Shehein mesubin v'ukvuim yachad. So in other words, there's a kli, it's an anticipation of the kliyas of achila. So the kliyas of achila is really maschil when?
Before the rabbi.
Before. That's what he's saying. So it's an extension of the tzir of suda. That's what he's saying.
Right.
Right?
Anticipation alone isn't...
No,
it's really the... You need a real
kvias. That's right. And the kvias is the aseva, which is maschil. Aseva is the kvias of the achila, and it's maschil before.
And that's a real
tziruf. So it's the tziruf of the achila, which is maschil b'aseva.
Right.
Okay, that's the Rosh. And what's the lashon of Ariana? What's Shivu Yama?
Is al birchas amoti should also bracha maschil lechol the kovan atzman.
Yes. So what does he mean there? He means which is the kavoy yachad.
Right.
Aschalas achila is really aschalas achila is the kviyas, but it's the bracha on the kviyas. It's the bracha on the achila, which is kaveya.
Right. But really, it's the kviyas of achila. It just holds that.
That's right. Yes.
When you make the bracha to eat.
Is it only by Pasi's learning?
And he seems to be learning all of the past.
Yeah, he says, yeah.
But he holds a seba wouldn't be sufficient?
Right.
He doesn't talk about a seba.
Right.
So what's the difference precisely between the Rosh and between the Rabbeinu Yonah?
Yeah. Maybe the Rosh is holding there's a kviyas beside, precedes the achila itself.
The aseba.
Yeah, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's the kviyas is really achila, and it's only when the achila starts. But just making a bracha is the prerequisite of eating. It's tied to the mitzvah to the achila. So you could say the haschala of the kviyas of achila really begins when you make the bracha, which is the beginning of you're about to eat.
Right.
But just because you lean.
Just because you're sitting down, yeah, you can get ready for the meal. What do you need in 10 minutes?
Right, you can always get up and walk away. But once you start making the bracha, you're already
starting to eat.
Right.
So what's the
tzirif? The question is, the kriyas of achila is the mitzarif. Actual achila is the mitzarif. Just the achila begins with the bracha, that which starts the achila. According to Rashi, the kviyas of Hasebah.
Yeah, I thought we got away from that, so the bracha is part of the.
Are we there?
Why? Because
the Muslim, yeah. let's leave that out. I don't know if it's necessary. I mean, it's a.
Shabbosu
bracha maskil lachol. I think what it means is like this, maybe. It means the kviyas is really the achila. That's really the kviyas. But the das on the kviyas begins with the bracha. In other words, once their das is to be ochel and to begin, the das begins before the achila. The das begins b'shas bracha. In other words, their das is to start together. And the starting together is a kviyas. That's achas cholas achila. But bracha, but when they sit down for bracha, the das on the kviyas is already extant. Because the bracha is necessary for the achila. So the das kviyas of the achila yachad begins with shas bracha. In other words, once they sit down to begin to eat, their das is. The kviyas is really the ascholas achila, but the das kviyas is the moment they sit down to eat before they make the bracha. So the das for the kviyas begins because bracha is necessary. B'shas bracha.
Right.
What's the difference in the Rabbeinu? What's the difference? The das. Because I thought the idea is like in a seba they began.
No, what he's saying is that the achila yachad is the kaveya, and the bracha for that tvius, your das is kavur already.
I don't get it.
Do you know what I mean? It makes a lot of sense. In other words, the kviyas is that we're going to begin to eat together. But the das for the kviyas begins b'shas bracha. Because when we sit down to eat, we have to make a bracha. So the das for the kviyas of ascholas achila really starts before.
That's why it's mistarf.
So that's why it's mistarf.
Why doesn't the das kviyas start when we wash our hands? Bracha zahat tishadayim.
Because
you're picking the arbitrary
That's a prerequisite.
So?
No.
That's when the das starts?
It's an extraneous activity of Netilas Yadayim because it's a separate halacha of Netilas Yadayim, I mean. But you have to, your das can start in the morning when you put on your shoes also. I mean, the reason why it starts here is because the achila yachad is the mitzarif. And when they sit down to eat together, when they sit down to eat together, they didn't make a bracha yet. But that das prevails the moment they sit down to eat before the bracha. Because the bracha is a necessary component.
Why wouldn't he say Sarta Seba?
What?
Why wouldn't he say Sarta Seba?
Yeah, like what's the difference in that and the Seba?
There is a difference. What do you mean what's the difference?
Because you're saying it's like that once they sit down and they're ready to make the bracha, then they're mitzvah. But it's not, you're saying it's with the bracha itself. It's not really sitting down. They're sitting down
to right. say by. In other words, the ascholas achila is mitzvah. And when they sit down to perform ascholas achila, so that's, they're being mitzvah themselves already for the achila.
So why, that's the rush?
That's the Rav Eliana.
So why isn't that haseba?
Yeah, they're sitting down to start the meal.
But he doesn't say because it's Aseva, he's saying because the das on the Maisa, which is Kaveh, has already begun.
The bracha.
Mm-hmm. B'shas bracha, they're already Kavua L'Achila. So the Kviyas of the Mitzarev begins before the bracha. In other words, you know what I mean? In other words, the mitzarif is really the achila yachad. But when they sit down to eat before they make the bracha, so the kviyas of the mitzvah already began. That's what he holds. Because it's necessary simply to make a bracha and eat. So the kviyas das begins b'shas bracha. I mean, that I understand. Now, what's the question? The Rosh says it's the Maisa Seva.
Right, before the bracha.
So what do you want to know? What's the difference?
Just sounds like they have the same reasoning. But I mean, I don't see that this. You're drawing that line between the Hasev and the
Right.
The it sounds like when they're both sitting down to establish the.
I mean, the Rosh is saying. I mean, what's the precisely what's the difference in definition? I didn't hear you. But the Suda begins before.
Right.
That's a Seva. He's saying that that's not enough. Because he's saying it's true that the Maisa Kviyas begins before, but that's not the same, that's just a prerequisite that they have to sit down like, that they have to be Mimesif. But he's saying that the very Mitzarif of Achila, the Das Tzira for Achila already began before.
At the Bracha. The Shas Bracha. It's the Shas Bracha, right?
The Shas Bracha, you already have the Das Tzira of the actual Mitzarif of Achila. The Rosh is saying it's an extraneous, that the extraneous mitzarev begins before. The Rabban Yonah doesn't hold that's enough. He holds you need the mitzarev of the actual chefzer that's mitzarev itself, which is the achila. So according to Rabban Yonah, it's really the achila that is the mitzarev. According to the Rosh, it's the factual haseva. The fact that you do haseva before, so that makes the kviyas before. The Maisa Kviyas. The Maisa Kviyas Suda begins before. But according to Rabban Yonah, Maisa Kviyas Suda is not enough to begin before. You need the actual Achila. According to Rabban Yonah, it's the Achila, the Das Achila. According to the Rosh, it's the Maisa Hamitzara, the Maisa Tzira for Hasefa. It's two different words.
That's the Maisa Kviyas.
He's saying the Maisa Kviyas begins. So the das tziruf of achila is before the bracha. Bracha is a necessary component. So the moment you sit down to eat together is the das kviyas l'achila.
If the haseba was lacking, could
so the difference between the rush and between Rabban Yonah is Rabban Yonah it's the achila, and the rush it's the maisa, which is mitzaref of the achila. That's extended to before.
And if the Haseva was lacking, you wouldn't have a Tziruf. So they didn't.
Before?
Let's say they stood together eating.
No,
they wouldn't have it. The Haseva lacking, they would not have a Tziruf.
Yeah. That's correct.
It's not that if they're all walking on the way, they can't.
No, they can't.
Right.
That would be an afkamina.
Right.
Yeah, but if they're walking with a tziruf,
the bracha isn't going to help in that case.
In other words, the question is it the achila? That's Rabban Yonah, it's the achila. Or is it the maisa seva shel suda? When the maisa seva shel suda begins, that's the mitzarif, because it's really the maisa seva that's mitzarif, and the maisa seva begins before. But according to Rabban Yonah, it's the achila that's the mitzarif. But the bracha, at the time of bracha, the tziruf das of achila is already there. Has to be there. I mean, he's right. It's definitely there. So the question is achila or the maisa hamitzarifus. Ma'asim tzarek.
And by Haseva, you say there's no Das Achila at that point? Even there, they're Mesubim Lechol Yachad, no? Isn't that?
What's that?
When they sit down for Haseva, according to the Rosh. And that's not really Das Achila?
It's a different point. It's Das Siruf. But it's not Das Achila. He's saying...
I mean, they're Mitzvah have in mind to be Mitzvah in order to Achila later on.
Right.
It's really just Das Siruf.
It's an extension of the Tziruf Shel Suda.
And just be Messiah for that.
That's right.
According to Rabban Yonah, the bracha actually thinking about eating at that point.
Yes, that's right. That's correct. And according to Tosfos, what's the svara? That they're together in the anticipation of the
bracha itself is the Messiah.
Yeah. Because they're anticipating the matir.
Right.
So Tosfos' definition is broader because it will include even what? Even Peros.
Peros, yeah, right.
And the Rosh in Rabbeinu Yonah is limited because it's limited to Suda. Right. But the question is it because of the extension of the act of Sirfa Suda? Or is it because of the Achila? The Achila already has begun. Because the Das Lachol has already begun, the Shas Baruch. So there are three separate terms.
Would Rabbeinu Yonah then say, what do you say about Peros? We not know.
He doesn't see, they don't see what he's saying.
According to what you're saying, wouldn't be, so you could be in the Sarah there?
Yeah.
No.
There's
no Peros. Assuming the Kriyachila is
Rabbi, according to Tosfos, why is it only the anticipation of the Matir that's going to be in the Tzarev as opposed to anticipation of, you know, your Alamichia? Why just the anticipation of the Matir that's going to be in the Tzarev for them? It seems like any common anticipation that they're going to have should be in the Tzarev for them.
Like what?
We're all chayav an Alamichia now because we all ate Peros.
But you don't anticipate an Alamichia, you anticipate Eden. I know, in Marfiach, because of that, that's his lush. Doesn't he throw it into the class of Agamah? Yeah. That's not Marfiach. For most people, that's Mavsik.
In one sense, is that anticipation shared? Why don't you say that they each have their own personal anticipation, but how does that create a tier? It seems like.
Because they're all joined in the same activity.
So, is that an additional factor that they're all sitting down and joining together, plus the anticipation?
No. It's one factor. In other words, the fact that we are all together anticipating this Anor, that's a Tzir of Das. That's a Tzir of Das. That itself is a Tzir of Das. Yeah.
This may be a good back one step. Maybe missing a premise, but we're taking that as a given. Maybe it's from Tosfos.
I mean, it's a social phenomenon too. But you see, by Peros also. I mean, you mean say if you sit down together, and they bring Peros, so you're all together because you're all anticipating the Hanas Achilas Peros. Yes.
So just I guess in terms of the premise, that why is it that now all of a sudden Tziruf we're saying is an idea that's going to undermine the idea of bracha la'atma, of making bracha yourself. Like, how all of a sudden do we just start saying that Tziruf is gonna like that's now the new that's the mantra to now do it someone else? Maybe I missed the step.
Yeah, what's the role of Tziruf for that?
Right, that's not right. I guess.
It's like you mentioned once you have the tier, so then it's like it's gotafa. So once, if you make one bracha on behalf of the group, it extends to each one of them individually.
Right, right. In other words, the svara of let's take the svara of the Ran. What was the Ran svara? That every day you have to mevarach several. Why? Because since there's an asaguf, since you had an asaguf, so the bracha has to be on what? But if you share an anah, so that entitles you to. In other words, it's an asa guf, but only if it's an asa guf latma. But if you share with somebody else in that anah, so then you can then the bracha is related. His bracha is related. It's unrelated because of the anah. So we're having individual anahs.
Right.
But if we're sharing in the Hanoah, so then the bracha is going to be a bracha that's related. It's related to my Hanoah because we share.
And Hanoah was a group. Everybody enjoyed.
Right.
It.
You say that for Tosfos and Fulon.
That was.
It's Tosfos and Fulon. It's not because they're eating together. It's because they're anticipating the bracha.
Yeah, that's the same thing, but it's a tziruf. I mean, as long as there's a tziruf, so. He's shaykh to my bracha because that's the idea of tziruf. That A is shaykh to B because it's tziruf. Otherwise, it's not shaykh. So he's just bringing him in as an external agent to be yotze with his bracha. There's no you and then you chayv levarach. But if he shares with you, so his bracha is related to your anah. That's the yitzur.
Is this all the chachil only, or for the other, if you do it, Shemekon will still work?
Which case?
According to Tosos, the Rosh, when there's tziruf, then you could, when one bracha is shaykh to everyone. But if there was no tziruf, then it wouldn't work at all. Or we're saying, like yesterday we were saying, it's a chachil of the other. Really, Shemekon will always work.
Right.
Same thing here.
But let's say they did it by Briga Samazon. They wanted to do the two guys. They wanted to make one bracha.
So we said in Yotze,
yeah.
Right, so we said yesterday, but you have it Yotze.
Because right. The born and sofer seems to.
The born and sofer.
Right. All these things are just a chachila.
Correct.
Mishnana, Yivarach is a chachila.
Chachila. Lacks in color the kavod shemayim. Okay, what's the other teretz? One more teretz. Yeah.
That
puts an end to the ones that say the last set is always the best.
Hey, that's not the whatchamacallit. The Binyan held the other.
Hell, the other one.
That's the machlokes. That's the point. Now machlokes.
The Yesh Metatzim.
The Yesh Chilgim Berchus Hamotzi. The Lo Hav Yakiyim Derabanan. Al Kain Motziim Zeza.
Yeah,
well,
what is the how does the Binyan express it?
The Omer Ben Shmuel should tamadav rishon the berachas motzi kimi derabanan ulefika chakilu by Yosef v'ha'echad potesh vadeir al berachas amazon shimin haTorah chmiru by Yosef v'amru shevarach kol echad echad de'atzma. It's funny, like, one's a cool, one's a
chum.
Like, what's
the difference?
You know,
like, chmiru by Yosef, chakilu by Yosef.
Right.
They
made that one's fine, you know.
You mean, why were they mekel? I mean, what does it mean that was mekel? Mekel. Strange.
There's a whole Indian of Chum Kula here.
Yes, an Indian of Chum Kula, that's true.
No, he's asking.
I'm asking, why is it like, is it kosher that you're not going to make the bracha properly? What's the.
I mean, what's the problem?
What do you mean machner on?
Yeah, whatever. What's the halacha? What should be the halacha about being a bracha? Right. Why are we trying to be machmir and mekel? Just say what's the halacha.
The Muslim that you have to do it yourself. What are you lacking if you don't do it? Right? What are you lacking if you don't do it? We have a halacha that Shemei Gana. Right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't do it. What am I lacking? I'm not lacking the bracha, because the mechanism of Shemei Kohana makes it mine. Mm-hmm. So what I'm lacking is in the Kiyum B'Leiva bracha. Right? The Kiyum B'Leiva of Shevach is lacking. The Maisa bracha is there. The act of bracha, because Shemei Kohana. So technically, I was a Mavarah. So the technical bracha is there, but the Kiyum B'Leiv of the Kvod Shemayim of bracha is lacking. Correct?
Why?
Because, what do you mean,
why?
Why is it lacking? Why is it lacking? Because
he didn't express himself. Right, isn't it? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Kiyum B'Leiv is lacking. So what the Rashbam is saying is...
So the greatest shevach is Berachah Mazon with a tzira for three people, and by definition those people are not going to say it.
That's
because Zimun.
Zimun has Kaz HaShemiti.
Kaz HaShemiti.
There's no kriyas.
No, but the best case is that you're going to do it that way.
But that's because that's Berachah Achas L'Kulam. In other words, there the Machayev is one bracha for three.
Uh-huh.
So you can't even bracha lots more.
Yeah, you have two brachas, just one guy.
Two brachas, just one guy.
The guy that's going to Shemei Kohana is supposed to say himself.
That's correct.
Okay.
So therefore, what he's saying is, so what you're lacking is not the technical bracha. You're lacking the Kiyum B'Leiv of Shevach. right? Mm-hmm. So what the Rashbam is saying is, by Drabbonon, they didn't create a Kimbalev in the Bracha. When the Rabbanan made a Takana of Bracha, they weren't Masakana Kimbalev, just a technical Bracha. Just the Matir. So once you have Shemei Ka'oni, you have the Matir. You understand what I mean? That makes sense, no?
And therefore there's no chumra.
So therefore there's no chumra.
Midaraisa,
you have a king believe. Because that's a bracha midaraisa. So therefore, so if you just do the technical bracha through the method of Shemei Kahuna, you're lacking the king believe of Shevach, that's in the bracha. But when they made a bracha midrabbanon, they weren't masakin a king believe. They were just masakin a matir. That the mice of bracha itself is a matir.
Is there any reason why they were masakin that?
Any reason why?
Yeah, I mean, why weren't there brachos, you know, the taking the same surah that the brachos there as have? Or incorporating that key as
a... It's hard to answer why they did things the way they did.
Isn't the key believer just a natural... You say that you're masakin a keen believe or not?
You have to be masakin a bracha that has a keen believe. So if they were just masakin a technical matir and not a keen believe, so then there's no purpose in doing it. In other words, just a technical. The rabbanon, is the technicality of bracha. Midaraisa, it's more than the technicality, it's a keen believe. But Mirabana, they weren't Masakin Kain the Raisa, that the Bracha also lends itself to a Kimbalev.
So then, other than Berkos Amazon, then always you could be Mavarcha Akin. The Varcha Akin was Rabero Lechachil.
What's that?
She's saying, according to. Other than Berkos Amazon, then according to the Rashbam, every time you have Bracha, to be Mavarcha Lechavero is just as good as being Bracha Akin. This is the only time you'll ever have that.
That's correct. That's because it's the only Brahma Rice in there. That's correct. That's what he's saying. That's what the Rashbam is saying.
Like philosophically, by Brahma Shanda would be a key and belief, but
it's not part of the Tikkun Bracha.
It's not a lovely thing. I mean, it's always good to think about God and think about ideas in terms of that's not part of the
Tikkun Bracha. It's always nice.
The key of the Bracha is in the mirror itself.
That's why he says, that you could do it that way, but the Chacham weren't Masakin and the Bracha on that level. That there's a Kiyum B'Lev also there. I mean, that would be making the Bracha Drabbanon like two, taking it to.
Like a primary structure.
Like a primary structure, right. They didn't do that. That they didn't do.
So why do you want to say ideally by a born Tam Chacham?
That's what I meant, right? Seems
like all the time it should be. It doesn't matter if Tam Chacham. You should be able to do all this.
Right? That's by benching, no?
That's by benching.
Oh, so in any case...
That's the
why Yotzei D'Oraisa? If the Kim is really believe and you're lacking a Kim believe, so why should be Yotzei D'Oraisa?
You're still Yotzei, you're still Warm of Aruch.
You're not completely lacking a Kim believe.
No, but you're lacking... You're
lacking in the Kim believe.
You're
not lacking the Kim believe.
No.
Maybe what we say about
it makes sense. It's Mustafa. I mean, the Rashbam Svarah is very good. That when the Chalmon Sak Bracha, it was just Masak and the Matir, the technical Bracha. That's all. Yeah.
What do you say about benching if you didn't have Sviya, like benching Darabana? Like, would you say that's like a Darabana or that's like a. You're in Brechas Hamazon or is it in.
Now, Mustafa will be the same thing.
As I thought that part. Fill in the sentence.
In the Sabbath, the same thing as regular Berachas
Hamazon.
Yeah, because the Berachas Hamazon and Rabbanim is whatever the Berachas Hamazon is, the Rabbanim being Machayim.
In the Rabbanim context.
That's right. And really there's a Kiyum and Raisa. right? Because you could even there's a kibbutz rest of benching on a gazaya, so Rachamim enforced it.
So you just like, you know, say a bracha really quickly when you're like a shahakal or something, and you don't really pay attention to what you're saying. So that's for the rabbanim, that's really the takana.
Right.
So
the rashbam, you're okay.
That's like great. That's exactly what the rabbanim want you to do.
When you do what?
Just like you say a bracha very, when you have a bracha rishona.
Perfunctorily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you have to do.
The rabbanim, yeah, because that's the rabbanim institution. That's what they set up.
That's right. The rabbanim just wanted that you shouldn't be nanim and olamas of below bracha. So they just wanted the person should have that idea. Right. So therefore, the fact that that technically he made a bracha, that removes him from being nenem and almost a blah bracha. Right. But they didn't make it into a cheftishal bracha where there's a key and belay like the bracha mit raisin. Right. They just wanted to bring out one idea. Because
right.
The Torah itself wasn't machayiv in a bracha.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.